Call the meeting order of the Taney County Transportation Advisory Board on March 28th at 3:18 p.m. Let's see. First item on the roll call. Let's go around the table. I'm David Miller. I'm here.
Charles MacArthur. I'm here.
Do you want these in the mics? You want these in the mics?
Yes.
Charles MacArthur.
Buddy Roberts.
Rick Ziegenfuss.
Jim Youngblood.
Brian Caperton.
And I believe that's enough for our quorum. So first item of business is approval of the prior minutes. And we've got distributed to us the January 24th minutes. I did see one minor tweak we needed. I just request a motion to amend it slightly. On the second page, the TEP for the Transportation Engineering Assistance Program, the acronym is actually TEAP. It's spelled TEAP for TEAP, but just that letter A is missing out of the word TEAP. So any other changes needed?
Recommend approval as amended.
Second. You're calling for a vote.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Pose same sign. Okay, the minutes are approved. We have an item on the agenda for taking of minutes. Angela, do you remember what that was about? Was it just to...
Okay, you just asked who the minute taker would be, and I told you it would be me.
Okay, so that was what that item was. Okay. Next item on the written agenda is the analysis of the proposed priority project evaluation matrix, which we've been going through with Tom. His last name just escaped me. Tom Ryan. And he's not here, and I've received nothing. And does anybody else have any knowledge of where that's at or anything else?
I'll make a motion to postpone that till our next meeting, date certain.
Second for that motion?
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Pose the same sign. Okay, so we'll have that as one of our main items on the next agenda. Next item on the agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I'd ask that it goes in the record that we invite Mr. Ryan to our next meeting so that we will assign some Mr. Randy Hayes to invite Mr. Ryan to our next meeting.
Good suggestion. Next item on the agenda is the transportation projects, which kind of leads into a discussion of the motion we had that has now been approved in our minutes, which was $40,000 in the budget for doing a study and then a 10% of that for matching money for the TEAP program. And I believe the thought is that nothing has happened on that item since the January meeting.
David, has that been prepared by Great River for presentation?
We have King Coltrane here.
On the application, I'm sorry.
On the application. King, do you have anything you... say on that, has Great River done anything as far as application for that?
For the TEAP?
Mm-hmm.
I've checked with the state and found out funding levels and found out that there is some funding available that they didn't think they were going to have. And so they were encouraging you all to submit as soon as possible. I told them we'd get this straightened up between getting the commission notified and then I can get them the memorandum of understanding and submit that to the state for approval.
Well, the application deadline was 31st January.
Right, and this was as of Friday when I discussed it with John Nelson with MoDOT.
Okay. It was my understanding that Great River was going to go ahead and prepare the application.
We sent in a inquiry and to find out about funding those, because when we were January 1, we were told that the funding levels were exhausted.
Okay.
That, there had been a run on the program, and then they weren't for sure, so we'd have to wait. We just got word back Friday that the people that had rushed it and were going to try and take those funding levels didn't, and that it's open now and available to submit.
Good. One other question, David, if I may. I'm kind of the $4,000 matching, okay? You're needing something, the way I understood during conversation, you're needing something from the commission. They're authorizing that. Is that correct?
Yes. What it is there's a memorandum of understanding.
I'm doing this because of minutes, okay?
Sure, certainly. That will go from the commission along with the request to Jeff City, and it basically just says that they have a project they'd like to do and describes the project, but mostly it says that they have the availability to match that if they're selected.
Okay. Due to some situations on our part, evidently that has not been presented to the commission as of yet.
That's my understanding.
Okay. So we need to make some headway in trying to get that presentation made to commission, get authorized for you to move forward.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, right.
Okay, I've got a question then, King. If Great River does this, is there a cost associated with that? Are you willing to do that on contingent to receive that money as a phase of you getting some engineering out of the project? Great River's interest in this.
We're a MoDOT chief representative as part of that program. We fill out those paperworks. Our funding comes from the match if the program is approved. So
if the program is
approved, to you all until such time as the program would be approved.
And if the program is approved, then you are deemed to be the engineer that executes the program, or you just get the a stipend for preparing the grant.
I believe there's 8 companies in the state of Missouri that are authorized and selected every 3 years to perform the TEEP program. And Great River is one of the 8 companies that is authorized.
Okay, so if we go ahead and ask you or make a motion to ask you to present this to the commission, and then it does move forward from there, then you're going to be fairly treated through this.
Yes.
Okay.
That was my understanding on during our prior conversations.
Yes.
Is that application rent was no cost to us, unless it happened.
Need a motion to have Great River present it to the commission.
I think that would be in order.
I so move.
Second.
Any discussions on that motion to have Great River proceed presenting something to the county commission?
From a discussion standpoint, I don't think we have a choice in that we don't have someone in place now to present that. I guess the rest here would agree that Frank is not.
And Randy, are you going to be able to be kind of like a staff representative for us for a little while on some of these matters? So that we have a direct line of communications with somebody in the county. Right now, there's nobody from the county.
As far as I know, I'll probably will be. I wasn't aware this meeting was going to take place till 5 to 3, so I apologize for being late. But I can be here.
Okay, and you're all right with Great River moving forward on this at this particular point. Okay, and my only request then is, Randy, if you will notify members of the board or at least the chairman of this board, so that we can be present. If it's possible, when they make that request, so that they've got a question about it from the board, we can answer that at the commission meeting, so that King or someone from Great River just doesn't show up alone and none of us are there, and then they ask if this is something, at least if we know, and I'll just say for myself as a paid staffer, if I'm in town, I'll come over and sit in the gallery if they need help. But we won't know that unless we know when it gets on the commission's agenda. Okay. Does that make sense, or does that?
I come in a little bit late here. What are they actually presenting?
We've got a, we have $40,000 is in the budget. It's not a line item, but it's in the budget. And 10% of that, $4,000, we want to be used as match money for a program through MoDOT called the TEAP. It stands for Traffic Engineering Assistance Program.
TEAP.
Yeah. So what we'd like the commission to do is enter into an agreement with Jeff City using Great River to use that as matching money to get this T program, which is engineering work on the master plan.
Okay. And Frank was going to do this, accomplish this presentation to the commission, but being Frank's not here anymore and it hasn't occurred yet, then we're trying to find an alternate plan to get that in front of the commission. So Great River is going to do that.
Okay. As part of this discussion, Mr. Chairman,
mm-hmm.
is I think that what we need to do is contact or someone with the commission and ask Rand to be our liaison person and have that denoted until such time as other situations happen. And then we know who our liaison person is between this board and the commission. And Randy will have a copy of agenda items and meeting dates, if that would be possible.
I think that makes sense. It's a great idea. I wondered if I could just send a email or something over to all three of them, all three commissioners, and make that request that he be the liaison person.
Wouldn't you all agree that we need someone as a denoted now at this point in time as the liaison person between them? We know who turns
in. Is a copy of the...
It's only fair to Randy, too.
Of our minutes being distributed to the commissioners?
Yes.
Okay. I have one other question. I'd really like to know what the compensation would be for Great River if you do this. I know you, it's been, I'd just like to know, what is the dollar figure?
What is the dollar figure? If it was a $10,000 grant, an 80-20, our fee is the grant fund. So it'd be a $10,000. If it's a $2,000 item we do for a city, it's $2,000. It's whatever that amount is.
They do the work, and in return for the work, they're paid for the amount of whatever work they have done. So if they're approved to do $10,000 worth of work, they get paid $10,000.
So what is the work that we're asking them to do here? It's not the master plan for the... Is it?
Well, it's towards that.
Projects. Mm-hmm. Toward the master plan. Projects toward the master plan, which is what you weren't at our last meeting that we had, and Tom and who else was here?
Mel from Great River.
Mel and somebody else was here behind Mel.
But anyway, do we know what those projects are?
Well, we've got to have engineering done before we can... to know what kind of monies that we're going to spend before we know what kind of projects that we can afford.
What would they be doing?
They would be off of our matrix, our projects off of our matrix that you submitted, that I submitted, that all of us submitted. Those are the projects.
Oh, those are the projects, all the things that we submitted.
Wasn't it top five each one of us?
Yeah, I thought that we had went in to ask for the $40,000 to do a master plan for Taney County on roads. I didn't know it had to do with just those projects.
Well, this is a piece of it. It isn't all of it. There would be a larger scope of a master plan.
Yeah.
This is a piece, and this isn't all the $40,000. We're not spending all the $40,000. We're asking for $4,000.
Yes, I understand.
Okay. Strictly $4,000 to do the engineering.
I just was trying to figure out what engineering. What were they doing engineering on?
Well, it's cost analysis more than anything.
For all of our projects?
Correct.
The top five projects?
And we'll come back and probably fine-tune those projects that each one of us turned in into another top five, of which is the most important.
And so last time I met, HDR was going to work with President